Good afternoon and welcome. You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5, Micro FM, Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. Simulcast on the Grow Your Own Channel 107.5 FM, Greenville, South Carolina, the Jalapeno Channel 87.9 FM, Sioux Falls, South Dakota, Wilco Radio, Bizarria County, Texas, and numerous other micro broadcasts and webcasts across our great nation. Our website is FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. We open the broadcast with Trenches by Pop Evil. It is, oh my goodness, I can't pass that up. It ain't Wednesday, is it? Yeah, it is. It is Weasel Wednesday. Evil Weasel. It's also the 26th day of June, 2019. It's 12:04 Pacific time. I'm your host, Henry Shively. This is a live call-in program, and listeners are encouraged to join in the conversation. If you'd like to call in, the number is 712-770-5597. A nice lady will come on the line and ask you for the conference room you want, and that would be 220029 and then the pound sign. Again, that's 712-770-5597. And then enter 220029 and hit that pound sign. Of course, you have to punch in *6 to unmute if you want to come up on the air and mix it up with me today. Well, it is currently 62 degrees here, 4,200 feet in the high Cascades of northern Jefferson, and we're looking for a high of 64 degrees today for the Klamath Basin. Like I said, we got a cool down. So, you know, chemtrailed out of us, and the wind shifted around from to the northeast, and it's chilly. Just chilly. I want to thank them for that, bastards. At any rate, let's see what we're going to jump into here first. Illinois Senator Julie Morrison, come try and confiscate our guns, we dare you. This is from Mammal Land, and we'll get into it as soon as we return.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT,
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5,
Micro FM,
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
Bringing you the word from the trenches, please give a big round of applause for Henry Shively.
Alrighty then, Illinois Senate, Julie Morrison, come try and confiscate our guns. We dare you. This is from Ammo Land, sent in by Galen for discussion on FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. Anti-gun lawmakers, including some of those vying for the 2020 Democratic presidential nomination, are becoming increasingly open about their desire to confiscate firearms from infringement-accepting subjects. And jail those who don't comply, perhaps taking a cue from their stringent federal allies. This trend has trickled down into state politicians. Bullshit. The fucking states have been the ones that they're doing the Australia trip on us, where they're going to pass it all through the states. Just, well, we got to have reciprocity law, and we're going to have to, I guess, all your second article rights are gone in spite of that fucking period. On June 11th, the anti-gun Illinois state lawmaker Senator Julie Morrison and Representative Bob Morgan held a town hall meeting in Deerfield, Illinois. The NRA state affiliate, the Illinois State Rifle Association Incorporated, encouraged members to attend the meeting and asked Morrison about her sponsorship of Senate Bill 107. The bill would have branded many modern semi-automatic rifles, semi-automatic handguns, and shotguns commonly owned by infringement-abiding subjects as assault weapons and ban them along with spare parts and accessories. The legislation permitted current owners to continue to possess these firearms if the owner registered the firearm with the state. We would never have you register your guns. We'd never do it. As long as the water flows and the grass grows and there are stars up in the sky, will there never be registration in these United States. With the state and paid a $25 fee for each gun. At the town hall, a constituent confronted Morrison about her bill, asking why it was acceptable for the lawmaker to push legislation that would take firearms away from infringement accepting subjects unless they registered their guns and paid a fine. The exchange was captured on video by ISRA supporter. And I suppose that's where this We Dare You thing came from, because it's not in this article. After pointing out the punitive nature of the legislation, the gun rights supporter asked Morrison, if I get to keep it, if I pay a fine and register it, how dangerous is it in the first place? And why do you need to ban it at all? Why do you need to try to ban my semi-automatic firearms? With a repellent smugness that can only be appreciated by watching the video, Morrison offered her constituent a flip point response. Literally looking down her nose at those gathered at the state senator replied, well, you've just maybe changed my mind. Maybe we won't have a fine or at all. Maybe I'll just be confiscation and we won't have to worry about paying a fine. This is how fucking arrogant. This is your fucking servant, supposedly, people. You think your country has not been fucking occupied? You think your Bill of Rights has not been declared removed by these corporate motherfuckers? Astute gun rights supporters have long understood that the ultimate goal of anti-gun politicians is to confiscate firearms from infringement abiding fucking slave owners. What sets Morrison's conduct apart is that it is an almost perfect escapulation of the contempt gun control supporters have for their fellow citizens. And I listen to these people. Why they want to take it? Why are you going to take my gun? Instead of just, you're a spineless fucking goddamn worm. You say, you come and get that son of a bitch, tough fucker. It's like anything else in my house. Come with or without a gun. To come and take something that belongs to me, I will blow your ass away. We're your fucking balls, people. That's what I seen, you know, yesterday we got down on the communists that, you know, the communist revolutionary party in our fucking streets. No arrest for inciting an insurrection in our country anymore. That means the fuckers are already here. They're already fucking in the positions of power to try and fuck with, but I see what they got out there. Come on and bring it on. We'll fucking waste 100 of you per one of us. Each one of us will. You can send your best first. And they're still going to get fucking wiped out because we so outnumber you. We're the largest fucking army on planet Earth. You motherfuckers you can't stop yourselves. That's all there is to it. And you're not getting our fucking guns. You're not getting our fucking Bill of Rights. You're going to fucking die. Now, let's see, was that the one I wanted first or the other one? Let's see. Yeah, here's the one I was wanting first. Okay, now yesterday we talked about the 15,000 troops sent down to the Mexican border to stop this goddamn wave of fucking invasion, right? And we told you, well, in a week or so you're going to hear that ain't nothing stopped. In fact, it's increased, and goddamn it didn't take a week. It just took a fucking day. Mexico will not detain migrants at U.S. border. It has a full colon then president. This is from Yahoo News. Mexico's president vowed Tuesday to investigate the controversial detention of migrants trying to cross the U.S. border, saying that 15,000 troops he had deployed there have no such orders. Have no such orders. I mean, fucking lie to you. Just tell you one lie one day, another lie the next day, as you are being fucking invaded. President Andres Manuel Lopez Obrador, a fucking communist who took office in December, vowing to protect migrants' rights. Migrants, anybody in this fucking world, I mean, for, You know, 230-some years, we had a fucking sovereign nation. And then we had to become part of world trade, you see, because it was better for us. We were living fine. Our people were living good, even under the fucking administrative admiralty, because they hadn't plugged everything in. And because they hadn't come to take every goddamn thing we fucking own, including our lives. And then we had to become a part of this world thing because it was good for the people. No, it was good for the internationalists who wanted to come and take our goddamn wealth. That's what it's good for. And enslave us. And then finally put us in a fucking ditch like they've been doing for a goddamn 100 years now, right before our fucking eyes. And we keep, and we, you talk about not learning from history. President Andres Manuel Lopez Obrador, a leftist who took office in December vowing to protect migrants' rights, has come under fire over an AFP journalist image last week of a heavily armed National Guardsman forcibly detaining two women and a girl at the Rio Grande River across from El Paso, Texas. International law, fuck your international law. We are a sovereign nation. Inside our borders, our law is the law. Where is this international fucking land anyway? Oh, that would be the whole fucking world, wouldn't it? That would be a one world fucking government making these fucking laws that only, that our original constitution said only only the legislators or our representatives could make, suggest laws, suggest policies for exercising the little bit of power that we granted to them. Now, international law, well, you're going to come and inflict international law on me, you son of a bitches. I'll give you a fucking American bullet right through your fucking head. International law protects the right of undocumented migrants to cross borders to seek asylum. Try that in North Korea. Just go do it and show me. Show me that international law at work. And Mexico had not typically stopped them from doing so at its northern border. And the bottom line is the first country you get into, that's as far as you can fucking go. Because you've got asylum. Wait a minute. Mexico's too dangerous too because they're coming up here seeking asylum too. Then why are they our best buddy? Why are we shipping our fucking natural gas down there to fuel the industry that was moved out of the United States down to Mexico for the fucking dirt cheap slave labor? However, Lopez's Obrador is facing pressure from U.S. President Donald Trump. I love that. He put that phony motherfucker in there. He's putting him like he's doing something. I mean, that's just like George Bush, too. I mean, what was his forte? Fucking bankrupting businesses, borrowing them up to the fucking roof, you know, and handing the money over to the stockholders and then bankrupting the fucking business. That's what his forte was. What's Donald Trump's forte? Well, I guess it is finishing the fire cell of the fucking country that Barack Obama bankrupted. Which must have been his forte. And you know, just like I said, these fucking communists. And I mean, herds of them. Look, the communist, what the hell? Communist Revolutionary Party. What the fuck do you need? That is goddamn open incitement of insurrection in your country. That gets you put up against the fucking wall in other countries. But the bottom line is we've been infiltrated by a small group, people. We outnumber them 10,000 to 1 and we fucking ain't doing a goddamn thing about it. Maybe we are and we just don't hear about it. Maybe, I mean, they're not going to report any success that we're having out there. Make sure you understand that unless you do it big. Bunches of them got to die. Okay, where were we here? Facing backlash at, we were at President Trump. Oh yeah. From U.S. President Trump to slow the surge of Central American migrants, and his government is eager to show results and avoid the punitive tariffs the U.S. president threatened last month to impose on Mexican goods. And I just watched a piece on the fucking stupid box down there that it has accelerated in the last 2 weeks. 668,000 of the motherfuckers, well, they've been, what do they call it, detained. They've been apprehended at the border and then given plane tickets, and they're now in the interior of your fucking country. 668,000 people. They invaded Iraq with 250,000 troops. What the fuck do you think is going on here? You better be ready to fight. You're going to fight in your own houses now. You've chosen it because you did not take care of these goddamn. It was a handful, 12 to 18%. We could wipe them out in one fucking day and all their fucking corporate enforcers. But we didn't. Because, you know, it's better to put off to tomorrow what you could do today, because, well, it might be harder tomorrow, but at least I don't got to do it today. I don't have to take that risk. Life, my life is so precious, I will live it as a worm.
Now you're going to be fighting them at the store parking lot, too, at Walmart.
You goddamn right. They will. You wait till you see people. I mean, we've sat here and we've warned you and warned you and warned you, and everything that we've told you has come to be. You will. They will. You will start seeing them fucking, they'll be looking tough at you. They're giving you mean looks in your fucking stores and shit. Then they'll be fucking confronting you. And then, like I said, pretty soon you'll be afraid to let your old lady go down to the goddamn store to get a gallon of milk. You'll be afraid to let your own children play in the fucking yard. And then maybe you'll grow some fucking guts and you'll do what you have to do. Go vigilante, because that's the only way this son of a bitch and shit's going to start, is with through vigilanteism. Individuals getting together with individuals they trust and taking care of the fucking problem. And then it will grow into an uprising. And the first son of a bitch after we go through all this, because I've been noticing the other half, the industry fucking 3%, 1% fucking phony ass motherfuckers. See, I've been noticing they've just kind of been backing away from it. Backing away from it. And that was their original plan, you know. Because they've got their little hidey holes that they've been building for fucking 20, 30 years up in the fucking mountains and stuff, where they play, what they plan to do. And so they knew that millions of us were going to get fucking annihilated. Only way more than the 2 million I'm talking about. We've already saved lives with what we've done. But we're going to lose 2 million. But their whole fucking plan was fucking when they would sit there and agitate. And then when the shit started coming down, and when they were in your fucking neighborhoods and you went vigilante on them, they're going to run up into in their hidey holes, and they're going to hide in strongholds and hide until you've whipped the communists for them. Then they're going to come and shoot you in the fucking back and declare their fucking theocracy, they think. But we already know what you got planned. And we got fucking plans for you, motherfuckers. Every one of you is going to fucking die, too. You treasonous pieces of shit. International law protects my fucking... Okay, here we go. Facing a backlash at home, the leaders known as AMLO, that's A-M-L-O, denied the National Guard and Army were under orders to stop migrants fleeing violence and poverty from crossing the U.S. border. And I told you, all they're doing is setting up over there to expedite the fucking invasion. And we, the American nationals, will do the fucking fighting. All of the fucking fighting. We will fight the fucking communists. And then we will fight these motherfuckers that the industry in this country that removed our Bill of Rights in the first place. We will slaughter every fucking one of them. And you will have nothing. You will have no mutual security. You will have no mutual liberty. You will have no fucking life. You treasonous, fucking, self-serving, mammon-worshipping pieces of shit. No such order has been issued, and we are going to review this case so that it doesn't happen again, because that's not our job, he told the news conference. Just yesterday, this is your mainstream propaganda, the propaganda machine, telling you they're stopping it. Mexico's got 150,000 troops down there stopping them. Stopping them from coming across the border. But then they kind of mentioned, like, and then, you know, they're detaining them too and taking them over to the immigration thing so that they have people there that can help them get the paperwork filed. There was another article just before I came up here. I didn't get a chance to bring it, but it says that nothing's changed. They're just walking across that fucking border like they have been. That lying son of a bitch, Trump, you know, in the middle of trying to get us into our conflict with fucking Iran on the other side of the fucking world while our country is being invaded by his communist comrades. The statement contradicted what Lopez or Obrador's own defense minister said Monday in a joint news conference with the president. Then that was a fucking lie, right? Isn't that what that lie is? When you say one thing and do another and do it intentionally, isn't that a fucking lie? Isn't this just a whole fucking world of lies? Bottom line is lies are not real. They cannot be, I mean, you can have a lie in your reality. Lies can cause fucking pain. They can cause fucking death. But they are not materially fucking valid. They have no material substance to them. Once they are found out, even if they cause 200,000 deaths, 200 million deaths, they're still fucking lies. Oh yeah, they lied to us back then at the, you know, with the bombing of Pearl Harbor. Yeah, they knew 2 weeks ahead of time it was all set up, all the people that fucking died. Well, yeah, that was a lie. You guys fell for that. They fucking laugh at us. Asked whether Mexican forces were detaining migrants to prevent them from crossing the northern border, Defense Minister Luis Crescencio Sandoval. So you got to learn to speak foreign fucking languages to do the news in fucking America anymore, because that's all this is a big whore. America, you know, that Statue of Liberty. Imagine that, the whole country, just a big fucking sleazy ass fucking whore with her legs spread. Anybody come get some, because this is the home of the fucking whore. National Guardsmen interviewed Monday by AFP in Ciudad Juarez across the El Paso confirmed their superiors had instructed them to stop migrants from crossing the border. They tell us we're not detaining it enough. The migration levels are the same. I mean, they tell us they've stopped it. There's a big cutback. Oh boy, this is what we were talking about yesterday. I said in a week or two, they're going to come and tell you nothing's changed. In fact, but just before I came up here, it has increased. Said one, speaking on condition of anonymity. When they saw the photo of the migrant detention, they told us we can't touch the migrants. But at the same time, they ordered us to detain them and produce results, he added. That's Mexico for you. That's Mexico. You have to detain them, but don't touch them, and don't detain them. Detain them, but don't detain them. And then, I mean, you just imagine being a fucking Mexican soldier down there in that hell hole. Another told AFP the detained migrants sometimes cry and beg to be released, but I can't do that. They'll punish me if I do that. I have to detain them, and detain them means you take them over to the immigration services in Mexico, and they help them fill out the paperwork, and then they walk right on across your fucking border. They come over here, and they get their fucking plane ticket, and boy, it's been underfinanced. The invasion was kind of getting to be a bottleneck there at the fucking border, but they fixed that, don't worry. We're going to cover that too. To do my job, to finish my deployment here, and see my family again soon. I mean, like I said, I hate to be in them fucking shoes. Mexico dodged Trump's tariff threat by agreeing to reinforce its southern border with 6,000 National Guardsmen and explained its policy of taking back migrants while the U.S. processes their asylum claims. They're not going anywhere. We told you during that election campaign, when that dirty lying son of a bitch and forked tongue Carnival Barker told you everyone, remember he said every one of them is going back, even the DACA. Day one, DACA is going to be signed. He lied right to your fucking face. And people who had never voted before went out and signed their corporate fucking papers, gave their corporate endorsement to this corporate international motherfucking lying piece of dog shit. The deal reached on June 7th gives Mexico 45 days to show results. I thought it was 2 years, and it is 2 years. Because right now, today, it's showing that the results are more of them are pouring across our border. I guess that's a result, isn't it? Initially, Lopez Obrador created the National Guard, a new force that is still being set up for an entirely different purpose. Yeah, the invasion of the United States to fight drug cartels and curb rising levels of violence. Oh, yeah, you betcha. And I guarantee you who runs it right now, who runs fucking Mexico. The force mission creep has caused controversy in Mexico. What's happening in terms of migration policy is a disgrace. Shit. It's a disgrace. It's ridiculous. I mean, all these fucking words, and these are supposed to be fucking journalists. Just define that disgrace for me, will you please? Why is it a disgrace? Because it's a fucking joke? Because it's a fucking lie. because the borders are wide fucking open to the fucking world. And the fucking world, third world, is pouring in here to take what we have and kill us. So you better get ready to fucking fight, because your fucking dads, your granddads, your great granddads, and your great great granddads have been negligent. They failed you. They left it to you. Now you're gonna have to give up whatever life you got left to fucking save it for your progeny and be men. The absence of a plan, the improvision, improvocation, the lack of strategy, and said researcher Javier Urbano of the God Almighty Liberal American University underlying that the National Guard are trained to fight organized crime. They are the organized crime. The fucking this is the international corporate mafia. Corporate mafia. As if to make that point, Mexican media published a haunting photograph of the bodies of a Salvadorian man and his two-year-old daughter who drowned trying to cross the Rio Grande on Sunday, and I seen this all morning. Chucky Schumer had it up there on the fucking thing. I don't give a fuck about the people of Guatemala. I don't give a fuck about the people of Honduras. I don't give a fuck about the people of El Salvador. I give less of a fuck about the people of Mexico. I care about my own fucking people. And I fill that river with fucking bodies. There should be machine gun nests all the way down that son of a bitch. And I don't care if you're shooting at something that's 2 foot tall or 10 foot. Since when did fucking, you know, it's like that abortion thing always got me. You know, they fucking, life is so sanctity. There's such a sanctity to life that these righteous motherfuckers are out there and they would pass a law saying that a fucking woman couldn't take the day after pill. Yeah, that'd be a killing somebody. And when there's these little children now you and I had children in our house and we were defending our home. He's using human shields is what he's doing. And we're going to have to kill them kids. We don't want to. Just like the children at Waco, burned them to death because they were human shields, don't you see? But when they bring a fucking invasion force with human shields of children, oh my God, people, there's not enough. We have to do something to help. They're children. That guy with the mustache and the teardrop fucking tattoo, that MS-13, geez, the children. And if you can't get one of them, you can rent them down there on the fucking border. We went over that. This is just, what have they accomplished here, people? They have accomplished to keep on doing it. Just like the theft of our resources. I've been sitting here fucking talking to you people for right on about 8 fucking years now. And every fucking day, the resources have been pumped out of this country. They're being pumped out right now. And every day we get this same here. They say, well, that was a lie. That other guy was lying, but now we're going to do this. Now we're going to do that. And fucking it just keeps on. They're accomplishing. They're moving forward as we fucking back up. It has to stop. Do you want a fucking country there? Do you want to be a fucking third world fucking coolie peasant pissant slave? That's the only question that needs to be answered here. Now, let's go on. Well, we're at the bottom of the hour. We'll take our break. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT.
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5.
Micro FM.
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
Axes flash, rocks on swing, shining armor's piercing ring. Horses run with a polished shield, fight those bastards till they yield. Midnight man, blood red throne, fight to keep this land your own. Sound the horn and call the cry, how many of them can we make die? Like art is hard to stop. Close your mind to stress and pain. Fight till you're no longer sane. Let not a one damn cur pass by. How many of them can we make die? Guard your women and children well. Send these bastards back to hell. We'll teach them the ways of a war. They won't come here anymore. I use your shield and use your head. Fight till everyone is dead. Raise the flag up to the sky. How many of them can we make die? A marching drum, we'll win the war and pay the toll. We'll fight as one in heart and soul. Midnight man and blood red roan, fight to keep this land your own. Sound the horn and call the cry. How many of them can we make die? Axes flash, rocks on swing, shining armor's piercing a ring. Houses run with a polished shield, fight those bastards till they yield. Midnight man, blood red roan.
Listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5 Micro FM, Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. The Word from the Trenches is a listener-sponsored broadcast. If you'd like to help keep this program on the air, go to FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com and hit that donate button. Or you can mail donations to Henry Shively at Post Office Box 964, Chiloquin, Oregon, 97624. Your contributions are appreciated. I'm your host, Henry Shively. It's 12:38 Pacific Time. And that was Heather Alexander with how many of them, with, well, March of Cameras, how many make every fucking one of them. And I'll tell you why this ain't gonna work, hidey hole people. You hidey hole motherfuckers. You backstabbing fucking treasonous pieces of shit. Because once we take that 2 million hit and we bring our people through it, we're gonna be the baddest motherfuckers on this planet. And we're going grid to grid. grid to grid. And when we find you, I guarantee you we got engineers. We got the smartest fucking people on this, in this goddamn country. You used to have, you have some few smart people. You ain't got what we got. And we will fucking, we will take you out of those hiding holes and we will fucking kill every goddamn treasonous ass one of you. You better straighten your fucking asses up. Stand up, denounce that 14th Amendment, and declare war on these motherfuckers. Otherwise, you're, what, you already went over there and swapped spit with them and made a fucking deal? Huh? Now, here we go again, people. You know, the bottleneck at the border of the invasion. I heard Corky talking this morning. How he'd be, no, they'd warned against this invasion from the south. We've been doing it for years, he said. No, they'd been doing it since I showed up there. Before that, they were with Ron Paul. They proclaimed, I've heard them say it, that there should be no fucking borders because they are industrialists and they want fucking slave labor. And anybody who ain't them are part of their fucking cliques. Well, you're just going to get down there with that fucking Mexican and dig for us for your fucking bowl of food a day. Well, you were going to see about that. House passes $4.5 billion emergency border aid package to care for detained migrant families, to aid and abet this fucking invasion. This is from Daily Sheeple. It was sent in by Misty for discussion on From the Trenches, worldreport.com. It took last-minute changes and a lot of arm-twisting by top Democrat leaders, but the House, again, Corky, we don't have the brain span of a head of cabbage. There's a lot of fucking smart people out here, buddy. And we remember every word. It took last-minute changes and a lot of arm-twisting by the top Democrat leaders, but the House passed with relative ease Tuesday a $4.5 billion emergency border aid package to care for thousands of migrant families and unaccompanied children detained after crossing the U.S.-Mexican border. Because they are crossing the border, because they aren't being stopped, because it's all a fucking lie. The bill passed along party lines after House Speaker Nancy Pelosi quelled a mini revolt by progressive and Hispanic lawmakers. Hispanic. Hey, the fucker here making laws now, you dumbass son of a bitches. Laws that violate the supreme law of our land, our people's laws. The American nationals who own this goddamn country's laws. Who sought significant changes to the legislation. New provisions added to the bill Tuesday were more modest than what those lawmakers had sought, but the urgent need for the funding to prevent the humanitarian emergency. Well, you know what? Fucking keep talking. You know, he showed them two people in the fucking river. And you know what? People go and they climb Mount Everest every year. In fact, it's got so bad they have to fucking, you know, they have to regulate it. So only so many people can go because they're walking on top of each other going up Mount Everest. It is littered with fucking bodies. You made the choice. You made the choice to jump in that goddamn river. You made the choice to try to swim it and you didn't fucking make it. Tough shit. One less I have to fucking do without to feed. Or two. Hispanic lawmakers who sought significant changes to the legislation. New provisions added to the bill Tuesday were more modest than those lawmakers had sought, but the urgent need for funding for the invasion to prevent the humanitarian emergency, the invasion on the border from turning into a debacle, appeared to outweigh any lingering concerns. They're going to come together on this. Because that son of a bitch, Trump, he's a fucking international communist, and this is how he, I mean, this is something that, them goddamn dirty Democrats, those progressives, they could never get this shit. They could never let this happen. Because the people go, there would have been a war. Oh, because it's the Democrats, we gotta fight it. But Trump, he's got a plan. You see, he's playing 15-dimensional chess. Well, while he's over there in the fucking G8 meeting with the fucking president of, or the, well, the goddamn, the king of China, and Putin, over there planning their next fucking move in the Middle East, because if this shit falls apart and the people start fucking doing something about it, they're gonna have to do something really fucking drastic. And they got a problem with that world war thing. They're gonna have to have somebody to fucking fight it. I have no desire to go to other places and kill people of other lands. If they want to come here and die, bring it on. Bring the United Nations. Hey, United Nations world out there, bring your motherfuckers here, and we will fucking kill them. Our Bill of Rights is going to be enforced. New progressive added to progressives. That's another way they tell you that's communism. And when they're doing their goddamn little fucking meetings up in Illinois, and progressives, and that means communism. We just say it a different way. It's like instead of gun confiscation, we talk to gun safety rules. You see, because people are too fucking stupid that they believe, but they're finding out people aren't so goddamn stupid. Everybody ain't walking around with their pants hanging down around their ass. In fact, it's a very small minority that is walking around with their pants hanging around their ass. Everybody else has a fucking gun. And then 1,000 rounds of ammunition for it. And a pistol. And 1,000 rounds of ammunition for it. And shotguns. And every fucking other implement to fucking blow your asses out of this fucking country you can imagine, you motherfuckers. Progressives, huh? Oh, say, urgent funding, where were we? Need for the funding to prevent the humanitarian emergency at the border from turning into a debacle. Okay, we were down here, where were we? The 230 to 195 vote sets up a showdown with the Republicans. Oh, there's a showdown. Those lefties and those righties and those Republicans and those conservative Democrats and goddamn left wing, right wing, up wing, down wing, fucking phony motherfuckers. There is no left. There is no right. No Democrats. No Republicans. No conservatives. No liberals. No libertarians. There's just law or there is not. And there is fucking not. And unless we enforce the fucking law, we are, well, you know what the choice is. You like the sound of that fucking ditch? You think you're going to like the feel of that cold barrel at the nap of your fucking neck? When your last thought is looking at the dead bodies down there below you that went before you? Or are you going to stand up like fucking men and fight? 230 to 195 vote sets up a showdown with Republican-led Senate, which may try instead to force Democrats to send Trump a different and broadly bipartisan. See, they've been trying to force this fucking invasion into our country for how many years? 20 fucking years. Ever since Reagan let the last ones in. The next fucking day, they were fucking breaking their own fucking, he's going to put in laws in place so they can't hire him. And really, you don't need no goddamn walls. You don't need nothing except the fucking law to be enforced in this goddamn country. You hire one of those son of a bitches, you are aiding in an invasion. You get put up against the wall, I bet you, how fast do you think it would stop? There's gonna be no fucking welfare. You ain't getting so much as a goddamn peanut or a glass of water. And all you're gonna get is your ass kicked hard back across that fucking border. And it would be over. How in the hell did we go 230 some fucking years without this shit? And all of a sudden, like, after they did it in Europe, there's just no way this can be, it just can't be stopped. And our people are in the fucking streets fucking pumping the fucking opium into their arms that this goddamn corporate United States, went over to Afghanistan. You know, the Afghan, the Taliban had it down to like 1% production of opium in Afghanistan when we had to invade them. And then we've seen the pictures of the American soldiers, so-called American soldiers, United Nations fucking, Blackwater fucking agents, guarding the opium fields, guarding the poppies, and then flying it in and CIA, you know, the CIA's flying it in on troop transport planes to fucking South and Central America to be transferred into tar heroin and brought up here and just walked across our border. And sold for fucking peanuts to the miserable people who have lost their homes, who have lost everything to these fucking thieving pricks. I have no respect for them, make no mistake. You should stand up and fucking fight, not lay down and stick a needle in your fucking arm. But there's still a plenty of us. There's more than a plenty of us. And if we do things right, we fucking wipe them all out. We fucking get every dirty treasonous son of a bitch that would try to run our fucking lives and take our fucking liberty from us. We get every one of them. Grid by grid. Democrats sent to Trump a different broadly bipartisan companion measure in coming days as the chambers race to wrap up the must-do legislation by the end of the week. Fuck it. Put a fucking wall of fucking men down there. Anybody that takes one step forward gets shot. You don't want to starve to death, you better start walking soft, motherfucker, because there's nothing for you up here up north. And then go and get the son of a bitches they pumped into the interior. And fucking take their ass and just kill them. They're invaders. Those are goddamn foreign fucking invaders. This is a foreign fucking invasion. And never forget this whole thing about this what the hell do they call it? The asylum. We got to give them political asylum, these fat-ass motherfuckers wearing clothes better than us. Oh, you can tell they're so oppressed. No, what they want is they can make up here in fucking a month what it takes them a year down in their own country to make. So why wouldn't these international workers come up here and take what belongs to us? That's why we became a part of this international community, because we were the strongest, wealthiest nation on the planet. Of course we want to join with all the third world fucking nations and bring in fucking slave labor so that a handful, the same fucking, the progeny of the handful that fucking, hijacked the uprising back in 1776, so that their progeny can live like fucking kings, and we can be their fucking slaves. Those of us that they let live, and then if they see little Sally down there and she's developing, they can do any fucking thing they want, because they're even talking about legalizing pedophilia,
They're pulling out our heartstrings now, Henry. They showed a picture of a father and his daughter face down in the bank of a river by the Rio Grande on the Mexican side, dead, trying to cross the river into America. Now they're pulling that shit on us.
Oh, I know. I talked about that earlier. Yeah, of course. Yeah, Chuckie Schumer, he had that picture up there. They've been showing it all over. I don't give a fuck. Been me, I'd have kicked him back out in the river. Get back over to your side there, you son of a bitch. You're not coming here. See, they got to show that little child. We're supposed to be so. They don't give a fuck about your children. There are little children living in homeless camps in this goddamn country, hungry, dirty, skinny. They're not fat fucking asses like these son of a bitches these people don't need no asylum. If their country's a shithole, they made it that way, just like we're making ours, letting ours become that way. They did not stop it. They did not, like down in Mexico, people don't understand how this shit works. Down in Mexico, there's about 13 to 15 families that own everything, and everybody else is a fucking peon. And that's what they want here. Only that's not how it's going to work. Because we are heavily fucking armed. We are the largest army on this fucking planet. And we are going to wipe your asses out. People, remember what I said. Grid for grid. At grid. And whoever you find there that is a fucking traitor, Or it's hiding and waiting for you to do the fucking dying so that they can come shoot your ass in the back and declare a fucking theocracy. Kill them. Take everything they got and kill them dead.
We have no idea that was even that's why he died. He might have been a goddamn mule. They might have shot him in the head. Who knows?
I really don't give a fuck. This world is not my goddamn responsibility. We, the American nationals, we cut our country out of America. We are the United States of these Americas. Central America's part of America. South America's a part of America. North America is a part of America. But we are the United States. We made our own boundaries. We fought for it. We died for it. We built it. It belongs to us, and we will have the benefit of it. Not some fucking international son of a bitch who has never fucking did 1 ounce of work on this continent, come here with his fucking ill-begotten gains through the dirty fucking, dirty church Masonic cabal, worldwide fucking international communists, and come in and just take what belongs to me and you. That's not going to happen. Those are the fucking suits. And shoot the suits. Shoot the suits. They're going to send the fucking cannon fodder at you. Make no mistake. And that's what we're supposed to take care of for the people who are going to be in the hidey holes. We're supposed to be their cannon fodder, or they're going to find out fucking different. We'll hunt those motherfuckers. We'll find your fucking hidey holes. I don't care how you've entrenched yourself. We have a lot of engineers. A lot of fucking engineers. And we have people that know what the fuck they're doing. And then you're gonna fucking regret your fucking treachery against the rest of us, just like your Judeo-Christian brethren that you're protecting. You see, if once we go through and do all this shit, people, once we do all the dying and they shoot us in the back, then the Judeo-Christians that joined with Israel and for the takeover of our fucking country, oh, they're gonna forgive them because they're gods. I mean, at least they believe in Jesus Christ, so all they have to do is ask for forgiveness from Jesus, and they're right back in, and they don't want to kill no Christians. Even if they're treasonous Christians. They're Christians, and they're all Christians, and they'll stick together, and fuck being an American. Fuck liberty and fuck freedom. The Senate, has a good bill. Our bill is much better. Oh, shit. Pelosi, Democrat, California, told her Democratic colleagues in a meeting Tuesday morning, according to a senior Democratic aide who spoke on condition of anonymity to describe the private session. We are, quote, this is in quote and in bold print. We are ensuring that children have food, clothing, sanitary items, shelter, and medical care. What about the American fucking children? See, this is what people say. They were supposed to cry about some fuckers drowning in a fucking river. What about our own fucking people dying every fucking day? In squalor. In hell. In the country that their forefathers conquered. That first bitch that we were talking about, I mean, goddamn, what's she been here? One generation, and she's gonna come up to me and tell me, well, then I guess I'll just change my mind. I'll take, come on, bitch. You're gonna take something from anybody? You fucking mouthpiece, nothing piece of shit. Send your fucking mercenaries. We'll fucking kill them. Plain and simple. And if any of us dies, man, if I die, don't you stop. Don't you stop and you grid for grid. You get every one of those motherfucking treasonous bastards until the Bill of Rights is the supreme law of this fucking land like it was supposed to be. Until we are living as free individuals with a lodial title to our own property. And this goddamn country belongs to us. Every fucking inch of it. The bill contains more than $1 billion to shelter and feed migrants detained by the Border Patrol and almost $3 billion to care for unaccompanied migrant children. What can you think about these people? If it was even true that they're sending hordes of their children across Mexico to come here, to send it, you take care of our children. We fucked and had them, and you raise them. And then they can take the fucking jobs. Well, no, I don't want to say that word, jobs. They can take the wealth of your nation from your children and grandchildren. Then they'll be laying there like, this is what happened. They're trying to play Germany on us here. This is exactly what they did in fucking Germany. They took and took until the German people who owned the goddamn country, their children were laying in the streets with, I mean, like Cambodians. Their bellies swelled, flies buzzing their eyes. And then they fucking, and that was easy to get them to come in with a fascist fucking dictator and say, what's wrong with you fucking people? Stand up and fight. I mean, God almighty, I never thought that the Americans were so fucking weak. Do you have to be told to defend your own fucking life and your own children? Go ahead.
Shirkers and cowards, I keep telling you.
Goddamn right, buddy. But the thing is, you stand, the little baby they showed killed today, you stand it up against your own little grandchild, the same age right there. One of them's going to have to fucking die. Which one are you going to kill? Yours or theirs? Which one's going to die? Oh, you should kill your child so that fucking Honduran can come over here and make fucking minimum wage, which is three times what he could make in his country, and go back and live like a fucking king in Honduras. Not to mention you're sending the goddamn money down to transport him here. It's all the corporate, you know, the corporate aristocracy. They want their slave labor. They want that goddamn New World Order, that one world government that they fucking run, that they fucking own. That one world corporation is what it is. It's not an order, it's a corporation. And the idea is for them to become as powerful as gods on this earth. So that they can look down on you. And they can, you can lick the fucking scum from between their toes for them. Because that's how low they fucking think you are. They have you down as an animal. Don't you see? And if they want to fucking rape your fucking children, They want to fucking whatever weird fucking sick shit they have to do to excite themselves after having so much fucking wealth that they could buy any honest fucking item without even thinking twice about it. Well, that's what you're going to have if you don't fucking get together your ass in gear and start fucking doing something about this. These son of a bitches should be being found by the thousands dead across this country in fucking ditches, in fucking dumpsters, every fucking day. Then, when you, they're not even going to take notice of you till you start hurting them and hurting them bad. I'll tell you that right now. You want to keep taking, you just want to fight them in your yard? By yourself? Well, that's how the 2 million are going to die. Then that'll get us to figure out who we can trust and who we can fucking get, you know, do our guerrilla fucking on the job training with. But once that's done, and I'm talking to the hiders, the ones that you think you're going to go back to plan A and go back and hide in the mountains while we go slaughter the fucking communists for you. And then you can fucking come up and shoot us in the back. Grid for grid, people. When we do get it all put together, and it's gonna cost us 2 million of our fucking people. Because of these very son of a bitches, I tell you so right now. 2 million. That'd be your daughters, your sons. You're gonna want the people you love the most die. And you ain't gonna, and once you see your children die and everything, that little picture of the Honduran in the fucking water ain't gonna mean much to you. I'll tell you that right now. You're gonna be some hardcore, hard-headed, fucking pissed off, meanest motherfuckers in the world. When you head across this country, when you do it, grid for grid. They say, oh, you're on your side. You say, yeah, really? Who are you? And you find out who they are. And you find out that they're the hiders up there, the theocracy fucking pushers, and you fucking kill them. Because that is an act of treason just as sure as what the fucking Judeo-Christians are doing. It is an act of treason to go against that Bill of Rights. That is the people's law. They have broken your law, they've done it deliberately, and they're looking to shoot you in the back and remove it and replace it. That is goddamn insurrection. And that for that you get put up against a tree, or a wall, or get a rope around your fucking neck. Period. Anyways guys, we've made it to the top of the hour. I will not be up tomorrow, I have to go get a tooth pulled. But I will be back the day thereafter, which would be, let's see, that'd be Friday. I will be up Friday. So we can do some more yelling about this shit and see if we can get people moving on it. Grid for grid. That is the word from the trenches.